I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Media News for Tuesday, March 7. Coming up, government to make greater use of public-private partnerships, at-risk social groups to benefit from educational opportunities, and Education Ministry redoubles its efforts to reverse the decline in mathematics passes at the CSEC level. The news in detail after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal of licenses is March 31, 2017. To facilitate meeting the deadline, the BGLC team will have representatives stationed at tax offices to assist with renewal of licenses for 2017 to 2018. The team will be at St. Anne's Bay February 27 and 28, in Mandeville March 6 and 7, Savannah Lamar March 13 and 14, and in Montego Bay March 20 and 21. For all dates and locations, follow BGLC on Facebook, visit our website at bglc.gov.jm, and see the press for details.
Now the news. The government is to make greater use of public-private partnerships, PPPs, for the construction and establishment of well-needed infrastructure over the next 3 years. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, reiterates that the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, is being positioned as the main driver of this effort, which is also a major part of the public sector transformation process. The transport and water sectors are tapped for immediate implementation of PPPs.
This is with the aim of expanding and improving several of the major infrastructure areas. For example, Norman Manley International Airport, currently advertised on the market. School solar projects, National Water Commission, Northern Parishes Water Supply Project, additional highway expansion, and of course, commercial real estate are all areas that we're examining.
Dr. Chang was speaking at a conference on infrastructure development at public-private partnerships being staged by the DBJ at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel March 6 to 7. Persons in juvenile confinement, prisons, or at-risk social groups are set to benefit from educational opportunities under an agreement between the Ministry of National Security and the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says rehabilitation is one of the primary objectives of the ministry to ensure that inmates and wards are prepared to successfully reintegrate into society, get jobs, provide for their families, and stay away from crime. This project is also geared at helping beneficiaries make the transition to literacy and hard vocational programs. The Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to facilitate the initiation of the project will be signed at a later date. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has redoubled its efforts to reverse the decline in mathematics passes at the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC level. This as the country observes National Mathematics Week, March 5 to 10. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reed says more training and scholarship programs are being made available for students and teachers.
We've looked at our mathematics results over many years, that's a fact. We've had higher pass rate in English than mathematics. To prepare and compete in the 21st century, the fourth industrial revolution, we have to get our youngsters to be interested in mathematics and science. But we have to lay a strong foundation. We have to have the teachers who are ready and prepared.
The minister was speaking at the launch of National Mathematics Week and Mathematics Teacher of the Year Awards on March 6. Last year, the pass rate for mathematics was 47.7%, a 14.3% decrease compared with 2015. The ministry awarded 168 scholarships to student teachers pursuing courses in secondary math education in the previous academic year. 200 more scholarships are to be made available for the 2017-18 academic year. And the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, is being repositioned to place more emphasis on human resource development in the industry. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says major training programs offered to tourism workers will be expanded, while the Ministry of Education will play a major role in partnering to produce the world's best industry professionals.
We're having discussions with the Ministry of Education to broaden the activities and the curriculum within the schools to enable for in time a certification program in schools so that graduates at the level of the high school can enter into the world of work in tourism with a certificate in hospitality activities.
Mr. Bartlett was addressing the 2016 Tourism Service Excellence Program TSEP Awards presentation ceremony in St. James recently. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.